the incidents that are now getting a lot more attention is the arrivals in Bundibugyo district that began on Thursday, the 11th of July. But of course, we have been receiving Congolese refugees from the North Kivu in the last 18 months. Over 70,000 have come to this country, mainly in areas where the government forces were fighting the M23. But this is an entirely new situation in the Bundibugyo area that is a displacement largely as a result of a Ugandan Red Pill force fighting the government itself. So currently, in the last 5 days, over 6,000 refugees were registered in the border area. Most of them are women and children. They left in a hurry and carry very little with them.
Right now, what are some of the biggest needs of the people, and also what are your concerns?
They are accompanied in 5 primary schools in the area. Many of them are in church and in public buildings, as well as in the open. And our primary focus now is to get them out of the border area into a transit camp that we have established 2 days ago.
How is this process going? Are you able to move the people to a better location?
There was initially a reluctance from the people to move. Many of them are very stone-throw from their own homes on the other side of the border. They left crops standing, and this is the harvest season in that part of the country. And they were reluctant to go far because they hoped that the fighting will die down and that they will be able to go back home. In fact, there has been quite movement back and forth. People going back in the morning, picking up things from their farms and homes and coming back to Uganda in the afternoons to spend the night in the safety of Uganda. But now, gradually, I think they are deciding now to go to the transit center. Since yesterday, we moved about 3,000 people, and I understand we expect quite that number to reach 10,000, I think, in the next 24 hours.
What are some of the health concerns at this point? Are there any concerns of outbreaks of diseases?
We do have concerns. There's a problem of congestion, poor sanitation. The area from where they are coming, I think cholera has been endemic. And I think with the conditions now, yes, there's a possibility of an outbreak. And that's why we are trying to move people out of the border locations and to decongest the schools and other facilities now they occupy there. Those facilities were not meant for large population, for people to stay there for quite long.
I also wanted to touch on the situation with the refugees who are in Masisi, northwest of Goma. What is the situation of those people, and how many refugees are there?
In that area, along the border between Uganda and Congo, we have 2 transit centers. They are well equipped. We had been receiving people for the past 18 months. On average, we are moving 1,000 people every week from there to a refugee settlement in a place called Ramanja, which we established last year. Over 50,000 people are now hosted in that settlement. We are getting some worrying indications of renewed fighting between the government forces and the M23, and we are bracing ourselves for more arrivals also.